just not as parents. She looked at me, and her dark eyes were so intelligent, as they always had been. That's so sad, Alex, when you put it that way. I shrugged, with nothing to say. She put a tentative hand on my forearm. I'm sorry, Alex. Really. I hope I'm not being insensitive. I don't know what you're feeling, but I do think I understand the position you're in. I just... She mustered up her next thought. I just wonder sometimes what kind of parents we would have made. Together, I mean. That was it. Christine, you either are being insensitive or you're trying to tell me something. She sighed deeply. I'm doing this all wrong, as usual. I wasn't going to say anything today, but now I have, so okay. Here it is. I want Alex to have a two-parent life. I want him to know you, and believe it or not, I want you to know him, for everyone's sake. Even mine. I took a step back, and her hand fell limply away. I don't know what to say to that, Christine. I think it's obvious that I wanted the same thing. You're the one who decided to move out here to Seattle. I know, she said. That's what I really wanted to speak with you about. I'm thinking of moving back to Virginia. I'm almost sure that's what I'm going to do. My mind, finally, was completely blown. Chapter 56.
Vancouver was one of the storyteller's favorite cities, along with London, Berlin, and Copenhagen. He flew up there on Alaska Air and arrived just in time to wait on a long line with about 500 visitors from Korea and China.